Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, 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 everyone! Welcome to Cultaholic Watch Alongmas. We're on the countdown to Christmas, and the only way to truly bring the festive cheer is by watching some really crap wrestling with friends. And who be we? I be Fake Geordie, radio presenter without portfolio, Tom Campbell. And today, alongside my brother from another mother, my sister from another mister, one half of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review. There's a Matthew Gregg there, and he is from off of Bishop Auckland.
Off of Bishop Auckland, yes, I fell off.
And hit your head on the way down, right?
That's right, no one can notice the difference.
But, Math, we can't do this on our own.
Well, I mean, we should if we had any common sense and we liked people. But you're right, Tom. If we have to suffer, someone else should have to suffer with us. So who have we got this episode?
Well, I can tell you the match that we are choosing to watch, first of all, is back from Unforgiven 2001. It is...
Oh, good. There were so many good things that happened on that show. I can't wait. There was Angle Austin. There was that Christian Edge match. What have we got, Tom?
We've got Undertaker and Kane versus Chronic, my friend, for the WCW Tag Team titles.
Cool. I felt really bad that I fell off of Bishop Auckland. Like, and who's going to suffer with us, Tom?
Let's find out. Let's hit the random guest generator. Who's the third man?
Randomly generating guest. Testing hat at ability levels. Preparing WTF moments. Now uploading Ross Tweddle.
Alreet, I'm Mabel. That's a reference some people might get.
Do some rapping.
Yeah, I'm Ross and I'm the boss and I couldn't give a toss. Candy floss. There we are, just like Mabel. Men on a mission. I was firmly in that group. How we doing, lads?
Oh, mate, we are doing flipping wonderful. Thank you for joining us to watch some glory from Unforgiven 2001. Are you a Chronic fan, Ross?
Tom, when you told me mere moments ago we'd be watching Chronic, I did a cartwheel in my bedroom here because I watched WCW Worldwide on Channel 5 on a Friday night just before Fort Bayard, and I used to watch Chronic come to the ring with that banging theme that was a blatant rip-off of some song that I can't remember off the top of my head, and I was captivated. I had no idea who Crush was or who Adam Bomb was. All I saw was two big men slapping all kinds of meat, and I was all for Chronic.
Math, are you a Chronic fan?
Likewise, they're one of the highlights of WCW in 2000 for me. Two big lads with their big leather coats and the knockoff of Static X's Love Dump, which
that's
is
the one.
A bizarre song by itself. There's that chugging riff that Ross was describing there. Such lyrics Your Ass Tastes Like a Rose. Probably best that I didn't have any lyrics for that.
Thank you very much.
But even more confusing, yes, there you go, Ross. We'll sing it later on. If there's nothing to talk about during this match, it being so dull and forgettable, oh, God. I didn't really get, as a child, the whole Chronic name. Chronic, I would associate with chronic back pain or chronic agony or things like that. However, every promo seemed to be about these wonderful letters 420 and smoking grass. And I don't think that fit their image at all. They were two big leather-wearing dudes with lasers for entrances, loving new metal. The weird
they
thing
had green lasers, Matthew.
That's right, they did, didn't they? Green lasers, that one. Pew, pew, pew. And And they also smoked a lot of... green lasers. Green lasers, marijuana. Yes. Oh,
the sweet
wow,
Mary
so
Jane.
Subtle.
Big fat bifters right. And all that malarkey.
That's right. Pass it to the left-hand side and all those other culture references that were so hip-hop in the early 2000s. That's right, Ross. I only just got that. And I don't know about weed, but they certainly wrestled in this match like they were both on opiates.
If you wish to roll up a fatty, do so at your own risk. We're not encouraging it. And once you've done that, you head to the WWE Network. You find Unforgiven 2001. The match that you are seeking is Chronic versus Kane and Undertaker, the WCW Tag Team title match. It's 56 minutes and 19 seconds in. We will give you a second before we begin this watch along to find that right now.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I can see Jonathan Coachman with a part of Kane's shoulder, I believe.
That's exactly what we're looking at here. Matthew, can you see Kane giving a little bit of shoulder?
Oof, yeah, a bit of shoulder for the lads.
On go, myself, Matthew and Ross will hit play on the WWE Network, and you do as well, and we will provide extended commentary for this particular bit of glory in bunny rabbit ears. On go, lads, we'll hit play in 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, they've got the theme. And I've got that shirt
what
with
a
the crappy red WCW
is, by
logo. I'm amazed that they kept it, given that there's other... Oh, I forgot Stephen Richards was the manager.
This is the entire reason the match came about, Matthew, because Stephen Richards was as upset that The Undertaker split up the right to censor. This is what we're talking about here. This is the stakes at play here.
He's got those Robbie Rotten vibes going on. Have you noticed?
I was
going
to say, he's come straight from Lazy Town, like, hasn't he?
Oh, these two definitely have.
There you go. We are number 420.
We are number drugs.
It's right to itself, this. And yes, this match features Brian Adams, or as we call it in the business, the Brutus Beefcake to Undertaker's Hogan. He's given chance after chance despite being pants. And this would be their only pay-per-view match. I wonder why that is. I can't wait.
I seem to remember Stephen Richards' promos going into this, where he would keep going, Undertaker, yeah. I hate you. That seems to be something.
He split up the right to censor.
Yeah.
How dare the Undertaker split up the right to censor and rob the WWE universe of such greatness?
Yeah. And he went, oh, you thought right to censor was the absolute worst thing I could bring up? Oh, you guys haven't seen anything yet.
Are you
after
this,
they were going to bring in the brothers. They were going to bring in Misfits in Action, but they were busy. They couldn't get their shifts covered at Dairy Queen that night.
Are you off mic by any chance, Matthew? I've just noticed it as this match gets underway. Before
off
they go,
mic?
You sound a little bit like you're behind the microphone, whether the mic needs to be turned around or whatever.
No, I've got it the right way.
Ah, might just
I have a big sticker on my microphone that says turn it the right way round.
Turn it round, bright eyes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I was just checking. It might just be my headphones. That's fine. So anyway, I was just trying to distract us from the beginning of this match. There he is, big boy Brian Clark. Crushes back, baby. Now, Ross, what are your memories of the WCW invasion?
Memories. I've got no idea, Tom. It happened. It's a thing that happened. People didn't like it. I realised all the lads were missing. Shane McMahon at WrestleMania pointing to some happy faces in the skybox. That's the sort of thing that comes to mind straight away. I was pretty devastated that Chronic didn't play a more prominent role, really. I used to love Chronic. One of my favourites.
They looked the part. And it was just the moment they started wrestling that it all went a little bit wrong.
Well, apparently, one of Chronic had a herniated disc heading into this matchup. I'm just doing some research on the fly right here. I don't know if it was Clark or Adams, but one of them had a herniated disc. And you can see Kane's arms bandaged there. Apparently, that was a big old staph infection.
Maybe they both did.
Maybe they both.
Now, Matthew...
Well, I'll tell you what.
There he is.
I reconfigured. They'd actually set it to my webcam, which is currently in between two speakers, so I'm very sorry about that. But don't worry. Now the audio quality's improved, the match quality will no doubt step up. We might hit a quarter star. I'm absolutely hanging out my ass today, not with the COVID. It might be the flu or the cold. It's going to be something that kills us. And I'm very glad that we are picking a match that if there was ever going to be something to make every second I have on Earth last an hour, it's going to be this.
You're very welcome, buddy. That's why we picked it.
I'm enjoying it so far.
Here he comes.
There's been nothing Adam bad
Bomb.
So far.
Adam Bomb with ED at the end. I remember Powerslam being so surprised and amazed when Undertaker had no-sold everybody in the Alliance. Everybody, it was like 11 people. It was like, Undertaker. But then Chronic showed up and then Undertaker was like, my friends, and just sells everything.
He really gives him a good go, doesn't he? He really tries to... What is...
Oh, God.
Arse to the face.
The dog taking a leak in a fire extinguisher. I mean,
do you know what Brian Clark wrestles like? Somebody who's playing Here Comes the Pain for the first time and doesn't know the buttons.
He's wrestling like a kid in a school playground, isn't he? Kick, punch, flying kick. Oh, sick combo. He's got a hell of a package on him, though. Did you see that?
Jeez, I just saw that. Bloody hell.
Hey.
That's a meal deal, that one, Ross. A Brian Clark and Brian Adam and a sandwich for £3.
I was going to say, Kane's made a mess right there as well.
Okay.
If Brian
that was
Clark's
allegedly
package,
a shoulder
a
breaker.
Meal deal. I'm going to move on from that.
No, if he was a...
moving on to the Ginger Ninja tagging in.
If Brian Clark was a meal deal. Okay.
No, if his package was a meal deal, what we're talking about here is something spicy, something plain, something short, something long.
It's going to be...
Something disappointing.
It's going to be a coronation chicken baguette, right? Because...
Long and a bit fruity.
Long, a bit fruity, but you always feel a bit underwhelmed at the end. But you'll buy a can of Rubicon because you want the experience to last as long as possible. and make you feel like remind you of happier times. The old Undertaker's armbar. He loves an armbar, does Undertaker.
That was so weird. It's like he took a bump off doing the submission. I thought he was going for La Magistral.
I think this match would have been greatly improved if Chronic had lost and got beaten up badly, and then the next time we see them, they walk out onto Raw as Crush and Adam Bomb. That'd have been amazing. That'd have been a lovely throwback.
Well, which version of Crush would you have had? Like Prison Crush, Nation
Crush,
or Pineapple?
It's got to be Pineapple Crush, the colourful one. Oh. The one with the lovely mullet.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Ross was right, though. So far, it's by the numbers. It's not amazing, but, you know.
I mean, we've seen an arse to the face. We've seen Kane mess up a shoulder breaker. Apart from that, it's been just fine. I'm having a great time.
Surely it can't be wrong.
I've never seen the edited version. I've only seen the unedited version, so I'm interested to see what they do in the network with this.
Is there a director's cut?
Like, have they zoomed in on Steiner?
Now, what they do is every time one of them fluffs a move, it cuts to Sean Mooney in the action centre.
Oh, here we go, here we go.
Yeah. And from this moment on, it falls off the rails.
That missed.
Sorry, it's all right. Only everybody in the crowd has noticed.
Hoof. They're trying to remember what they're doing. It's adorable. What is he? Tapped him on the head there. That was nice.
Shell, like you look bored. Oh, wow.
Well, that was delightful. Is it
that was good.
Is it Undertaker missing or is it Brian Adams selling? Was that the issue there? I couldn't tell. I don't know how wrestling works.
But Brian Adams is just bad. It's not his fault. He's bad. He was born 5 out of 10.
I mean, top marks to Brian Clark for that diving shoulder break. That diving shoulder barge. Yeah. That was good.
Well, one of the things that happened was after this match, WWE wanted to send them both to HWA or OVW, I can't remember which one, to work on their timing and ring rust and other things. And Brian Clark went, how dare you? And refused to go, but Brian Adams didn't have any other options, so he went.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
I love the idea of Brian Clark going, how dare you? I'm Adam Bomb, damn it.
Like, no, I did a shoulder tackle off the apron. He's the one missing punches.
It must be demoralising, though, to be in there with The Undertaker and Kane and have that match, and then the feedback is, yeah, we're going to send you back to the developmental indie promotion that we're friends with.
We don't like it in WWE. I think so, too. Kane politicking. Nice. You get used to that position. I think it's funny that we have, like, no, sorry, we don't really like our tag teams to be less talented than the managers.
Ross, with the SmackDown review that Maff and I do, we've just hit that point where Steven Richards has walked out wearing a white shirt saying that WWF lacks morality, and we're really excited for what's coming next.
I tell you what was Jim Ross's problem with the White Sox? That's what I want to know. Why was Jim Ross so against Steven Richards' White Sox? Oh, White Sox. Goddamn White Sox. All this, that, and the other. What's the issue with White Sox?
They're comfy, more often than not. Because, I mean, they're better cotton.
I know. What,
well, White Sox with black trousers and black shirts.
It's a strong
look. I am full on with it. Jim Ross here. That's disgusting, that.
It accentuates the ankles. Gets the fellas. I don't know what I'm saying here.
You can tell, Ross. And there we go. I forgot about this. A period of Undertaker. We hit that rotten looking DDT.
He loves a good crap DDT, does the Undertaker.
Yeah.
Why was Kane's arm bandaged at this point?
Ross said earlier, it's a staff infection. I'm paying attention to you, Ross. Don't worry. Tom's thinking about Sonic.
I'm thinking about Chronic.
Oh, no. Chronic the Hedgehog. Too slow. No.
John!
Too slow for the naked eye. Chronic the Hedgehog.
John, Chronic the Hedgehog.
They really can't move. Chronic.
Terrible attitude.
Oh, there we go.
Look at
quickest
sit up
of Kane's career. Let me get out.
No selling.
Kane, so what you do is you double down, then hot tag. But no, not one after the other. You sell for a bit, then you do it.
I thought you went straight into hot tag after no sell.
No, sell. Please sell.
Kane managing to sell complete fury and disgust with a mask on. What a great emoter he was.
I'm going to die.
Mom's going to be amputated, and it's because of this bloody match.
I wonder, lads.
What is Brian Adams doing?
He's having to sit down.
Just sit down.
I wonder whether Kane had a chat about the match over the phone when he was going through a tunnel.
Wait, sorry to interrupt.
Oh, my God! Yeah,
Undertaker was yelling at him, like, get in.
Undertaker was
livid. Oh, what is happening with this? This is awful.
He looks livid.
I think Undertaker and Kane are also... Yeah, really.
Battered him.
There we go. You still got it. Come on, Kay. It's just you and me, Saudi Arabia, our old friends, Chronic. I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
And Robbie Rotten.
I'd say credit to that hair dye for not leaking down his face, because that must be hot under those studio lights. Like,
oh God, Jack, can you imagine? Like, if it'd been any hotter.
Oh, he's doing old Hogan spots from 96, the giant.
Kiss him on the head.
Oh,
a little kiss on the head.
Look.
Steve has been the highlight so far. Oh, Jesus!
Whoa, Diego!
Is that Kane midway through that, right? Oh, all right, yeah, Stephen Richards. Sorry, mate.
There's a lot of beef on that. Well, that was hilarious. Well,
Mike Chioda selling the pyro. You don't get that anymore, do you?
I liked it when they sold it.
Well, someone had to sell something, Ross.
Bloody Brian Adams. They're Brian Clark. No, Brian Adams. Brian Adams is the issue here, not Brian Clark. Brian Clark was fine in that. I had a great time watching Brian Clark.
Did Adams bring the let the side down for you, Ross?
Adams let the match down completely, didn't he? Just he was no-selling, wasn't he? Maybe he was the one politicking, but it backfired dreadfully.
Well, this was an experience. I enjoyed catching up on this again. It's been a long time since I watched it, and I've missed how angry Undertaker got with everybody in this match. I guess it's like you get it must be feeling like when you get your mate a job and they bugger up on the first day. Like, you're furious with them.
Have you ever had that before?
Imagine how many...
I've what, sorry?
Like, have you ever vouched for a mate working a new job and they've come in and completely fudged it?
Oh, God, yeah. That's definitely happened in my old job at a record store. I don't want to say any names, though, just in case their court hearing comes up. Oh. Ross, has that happened to you?
Disaster relief. Never. Yeah, that much. Yeah.
The timing of that.
Have you been affected? If you've been affected by that match, go get buy yourself a pizza.
Why didn't this pop up during the match? 1-800, help now.
They stopped on the ramp because they were writing the number down. Well, this has been fun. I'd love to thank our wonderful friend, Ross Tweddle, for joining us for an episode of Watch Along With Us. Did you have a lovely time, Ross?
I did have a lovely time. Thank you very much for bringing back my WCW Friday Night childhood by watching a bit of Chronic. Didn't realise how much weed was involved in them, and it was clear it was very prominent in that match there. Off their tits they were.
Now, we are in the run-up to Christmas as these are going out, but you've got something special on the channel happening beyond Christmas, haven't you?
I do.
Yes.
Do I? What have I got?
We head to Colonic Stadium, where I believe there's been a red card. Is that right, Gross?
Has that Tom? Who for?
We're back tomorrow for another Watch Along Bus. And until next time, he is at Ross on Wrestling. He is at Matthew Gregg. I am at Tom Campbell. Together, we are at Cultaholic on Twitter. Ho, ho, ho. Merry effing Christmas. Love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.